first, it's been a success. Everything was going smoothly until one evening. It was a few weeks ago, September the 13th, to be exact.
Dr. Trevelyan! Doctor! I must speak to you.
Good heavens! What on earth is the matter?
I've had a little shock. Help me to a chair. I must sit down.
Okay, of course, of course. Why, man, you're as white as a sheet. You look as if you'd seen a ghost.
It's worse than that. I've just read something in the evening paper.
Oh? Show me.
No, no. I don't have it with me. I threw it away as soon as I'd read it.
What was it that upset you so much?
An item about burglary. Committed last night. Right here in the West End. Villains. A lot of them. They broke into a private house and made off with hundreds, thousands of pounds. Cash, bonds, silverware, jewellery. Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible to think such a thing could happen so close to home. I tell you, I shall take precautions at once. First thing tomorrow, I'll have special bolts fixed to the windows. New safety locks on all the doors.
But why should anyone want to break in here? They couldn't possibly know about your strong box.
The strong box? Aye. The strong box, to be sure. They could have found out about it. These criminals have their ways and means. But if they imagine they're going to break into this house, they're making a big mistake. I'll be too clever for them. You'll see. Oh, yes. Much too clever.
For a week he continued in a peculiar state of agitation, peeping out of the window, spying down into the street. He even gave up his daily stroll before dinner. Then, as time passed, he seemed to conquer his fears and renewed his former habits.
And then, of course, something else happened.
Why, yes. How did you know that?
Something must have happened. Otherwise you wouldn't be here now.
Quite so. But let me try to put things in their proper order. 2 days ago, I received this letter by the first post. I brought it with me to show you.
In this establishment, Dr. Watson reads the letters.
Yes, and Mr. Holmes listens.
Thank you.
A Russian nobleman, now resident in England, would be glad to avail himself of the professional assistance of Dr. Trevelyan. He has been for some years a victim of cataleptic attacks, upon which it is well known the doctor is an authority. He proposes to call at about 6:15 tomorrow evening, if Dr. Trevelyan will make it convenient to be at home.
And the patient turned up as arranged?
I was in my consulting room at the appointed time when the maid showed him in. An elderly man, grey, thin, almost emaciated. He was accompanied by a young man, tall and well-built, with a dark, fierce appearance, though he helped his elderly companion to a chair with surprising tenderness.
Count Orlovsky, and Mr. Stefan Orlovsky.
Thank you, Maria. I will ring if I require anything.
Very good, Doctor.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There, Papa. Are you quite comfortable?
Yes, yes.
You are not in a draft?
No. Thank you, my son. This will do very well.
Forgive me, Doctor. We cannot take any risks. My father has to be careful at all times. We are both extremely glad to make your acquaintance.
I am delighted to meet you.
I trust you will excuse my presence here, Doctor, but my father's health is a matter of the utmost importance to me.
That's very understandable. Perhaps you'd like to remain here during the consultation?
Oh, no, not for the world. It is more painful for me than I can say. If I were to see my father in one of these dreadful seizures, I am convinced I should never survive it. My own nervous system is exceptionally sensitive.
I understand. My waiting room just across the hall is at your disposal.
I am most grateful.
I shall be within call if you should need me, Papa.
Yes, yeah, you are a good boy, Stefan.
Now, sir, as a preliminary, perhaps you would be kind enough to answer a few questions.
Of course. Of course. I will do my best to tell you as much as I can.
We discussed his case history, and I took copious notes. His answers to my questions were frequently very obscure. I attributed this to his limited command of English. Suddenly he ceased to speak, and when I looked up, I was shocked to see him sitting bolt upright, staring at me, His face a complete blank, his jaws shut tight, his whole body completely rigid.
A cataleptic condition?